Good morning. It's Thursday, May 14th. Curve day, and the booking pace picture is interesting.
Yeah, so here's the thing. The forward curve file hasn't refreshed yet, but the MTD numbers tell you plenty about where demand is landing.
Walk me through it.
May so far, 13 days in, load factor is 81%. That's almost 12 points behind where we were this time last year.
12 points. That's a real gap.
It is. But here's the flip. Yield is up nearly 30% year on year. 1583 rand per passenger. Revenue per flight up 15%.
So we're flying emptier planes, but making more per seat.
Exactly. It's a price-led story. PAX down about 16.5%, but revenue's still growing at 8.5%.
Is that sustainable, though? You keep pushing yield. At some point, the LF erosion catches you.
That's the question. And on curve day, it matters, because if the rest of May and into June are behind pace, those yields are going to have to come off to fill seats.
Right. So what's driving the LF drop? Us pulling capacity or demand actually softening?
Bit of both. Flights are down about 5.5%, capacity down 4.5%. But PAX drop faster than either. Demand is genuinely softer.
Okay. Before we move off the headline, the one thing that really jumped out today, fuel.
Oh yeah, jet fuel dropped 10% in a week, $162.89 per metric ton. Down almost 18% month on month.
That's a real tailwind.
Huge. Crack spread at $54. Oil barely moved at $106. So the fuel line's getting friendlier even as the rand drifted to 1641.
So the yield strength we're seeing, some of it might be timing, but the cost side is actually helping the margin.
Right. The margin picture is better than the load factor headline suggests.
Let's talk competition. Durban to Joburg keeps nagging at me.
Should nag at you. We dropped 8 points of market share on that route, down to 62%. SAA added 14,000 seats year on year.
14,000 seats on one route.
Yeah, Airlink added 3,500, iLift added 1,400. Meanwhile, we pulled back about 2,900 seats.
So we're shrinking while everyone else piles in.
We're managing capacity, and our yield on DUR, JNB, is up 26%, so it's deliberate. But the share loss is real, and it's accelerating.
Can we get it back?
Not without giving up some of that yield. It's a trade-off Elmar's going to have to weigh.
What about Harar? I saw that one pop.
HR to Joburg. We doubled capacity. Revenue nearly doubled too, up 79%. But yield dropped 8%.
So we're growing the top line by discounting into a competitive market.
Pretty much. Load factor is 93%, so demand is absolutely there. Question is what happens when Airlink pushes back. They've got 16,000 seats on that corridor.
Competitive squeeze on pricing. All right, Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, LF off about 9 points, yield down 7. Seasonal. We've been there. Moving on.
Agreed. One other one worth flagging. CPT to Nelspruit, load factor dropped almost 20 points, yield down 6%, but revenue up 74% because capacity more than doubled.
Another expansion route where the top line math works, but unit economics are heading the wrong way.
That's the pattern. Across most of these growth routes, same story.
Okay, two questions for Elmar's meeting today. One on DUR. JNB, are we comfortable ceding 8 points of share to protect yield, or do we need a tactical response to SAA's capacity push? Two, with jet fuel down 18% month on month, is the pricing team passing any of that through, or are we pocketing the margin?
That fuel one's sharp. Because if we're holding yields up while our cost base is dropping, competitors can undercut on price and steal share even faster.
Exactly. Have a good one.